The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. America doesn't have a hunger problem. The official term is food insecurity.
Folks who maybe know what they're having for dinner tonight, but they're not really sure about tomorrow night, and they have no idea what's going on next week.
So officially, it's not hunger. But to the families that reporter Tracy McMillan talked to, it sure feels that way. More after this from David Harris of AJC. The current issue of National Geographic visits families in Iowa, Texas, and New York City to find out what it means to be among the 48 million Americans who report they run out of food at least once a year. What reporter Tracy McMillan found was a lot of families, more and more of them living in the suburbs, supported by a single parent with a full-time job, whose second job is the constant search for food. She heard this story at a food bank in Iowa.
Leo Chisholm, who runs a food bank, knows a lot of the businessmen in town. It's a little town. And he was talking to one of them, and they said, you know, Leo, who are these people that come into your food bank? You know, just exactly who are these people that can't get it together? And the intimation was that these were lazy people that were sort of gaming the system. And Leo turned around and he said, well, two of them work for you.
The point being that when employers can't or don't pay their employees enough, someone else always makes up the difference.
And that's why they're turning to food banks and to SNAP, not because, you know, they don't feel like working. It's that they're not earning enough money at the jobs that they have.
One of the things that seems to make Americans less sympathetic is seeing so many overweight poor people. McMillan says that's often a symptom of the daily scramble for food.
A working mom then has to build in an extra hour in her day anytime she wants to get fruits and vegetables.
And so she ends up buying fast food because it's cheap and it keeps the kids quiet. The top source of calories for low-income Americans? Soda and energy drinks, followed closely by processed chicken and desserts.
I knew it was bad, but I didn't understand how bad until I did this piece for National Geographic.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.